Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Pregnant mother's instinct told her something was wrong with her unborn baby. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. At 22 weeks pregnant, Gemma Austin had a gut feeling something was wrong with her baby. Even though there were no other signs of a problem, her mother's instincts told her something was off, and thank God she listened. Have you ever had the unexplainable feeling that something wasn't right? That's just what happened to Gemma Austin, and it ended up saving her unborn baby's life. Gemma was 22 weeks pregnant and out for a walk with the dog when she suddenly felt the need to check on her baby. It was a powerful feeling, and one, thankfully, she chose not to ignore. I just had this feeling I should go and see my consultant. I didn't have any symptoms, but I just knew I should go in, the mom explained. Gemma went on to say, I couldn't ignore it. It was a mother's instinct. Conceiving hadn't been easy for Gemma Austin and her partner, Paul Jordan. They struggled for years to get pregnant and then tragically suffered miscarriages and a stillbirth. So, with no signs of anything wrong, doctors may have suspected the 43-year-old was worrying over nothing. But Gemma knew better. They asked me why I came in, she said. Was I in any pain? But I just said it was my instinct. Gemma could tell her baby needed her, and a closer inspection proved she was right. Doctors discovered Gemma's cervix was open 8 millimeters, and as early as she was in her pregnancy, that wasn't right. The hospital put in a cervical stitch and kept Gemma on bed rest for 2 weeks, but at 24 weeks, her little boy arrived early. Gemma Austin and her partner Paul Jordan named their child Axel. He weighed only 1 pound and 7 ounces at birth. He was so tiny when he was born, she explained. I got to hold him for just a moment before he was taken away. The coming days were a challenge for both mother and child. Both of them battled sepsis after Axel's delivery, and Axel had a seizure within the first week of his life. The baby boy spent 107 days in the hospital battling to stay alive. But the miracle baby overcame all the odds, no doubt in part thanks to his mother's quick action when she sensed something wrong. He was on and off his ventilator, Gemma recalled, but he was such a little fighter, I knew he'd make it. Had Gemma Austin ignored her mother's instincts, things could have gone very differently. These kinds of nudges can come from the Holy Spirit, alerting us to something we are meant to do. Thankfully, Gemma listened. And now, the little boy is happy and healthy, thriving at home with his mom and dad. He's such a miracle, Gemma said. I feel so lucky to have him. What a blessing indeed. Dying man marries his 74-year-old sweetheart in the ICU. Then 2 days later, he's gone. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. A cancer patient gets married in a hospital at 75 years old after he reconnects with his ex-wife and rekindles their love. Eddie and Patty were sweethearts back in the 1970s when they first got married. But after just a year, the pair couldn't make their marriage work and ended up getting divorced. They moved on with their lives and did not have much contact with one another until about 5 years ago. That was when Patty decided to send her former husband a birthday message. Happy birthday to my favorite ex-husband, she wrote. From there, the two decided to meet up for dinner and quickly fell back in love with one another. A few years later, Eddie was diagnosed with cancer in October 2021. Then he developed pneumonia after getting COVID-19 and was placed in the ICU. While Eddie's health was worsening, he wanted to make sure he did one more thing with the time he had left. He asked Patty if she would marry him again and make him the luckiest man in the world, and she said yes. Thanks to the hospital staff who decorated Eddie's room with artificial flowers and wrote "Just Married" on the wall, the couple was able to have a special ceremony and recommit their lives to one another. We hope this day was an unforgettable experience for Eddie and Patricia, shared Julie Taylor, the CEO of Mountain View Hospital, where Eddie was staying. This is proof that love prevails and that people are stronger together and that there are joyful moments amidst the challenges. It was our pleasure to celebrate with them and share in their joy. Sadly, 2 days after their wedding ceremony, Eddie was gone. Thankfully, he was able to share his final days with his beloved wife and was surrounded by family when he passed. May God be near to Eddie's loved ones during this difficult time.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.